following broadcast is brought to you live and in color on...
I don't want to hear no more of that goofy talk.
She'll do the talking. All you got to do is be a good listener.
Popular radio entertainment for the masses.
Sweet Jesus, please let this work.
Stand by.
Yeah! It's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yes, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all's day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
Jolene, it's Mama. Is somebody in there with you?
Yeah, it's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yeah, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
Welcome back to the weekend, everybody. I'm Jolene Roxbury. We are so happy to have you guys along with us. We love getting together for a fun time. Just a little escape for about an hour. Unless you want to listen to the podcast over and over again, then it can be several hours of escape. I mean, whatever works, whatever gets you through the week. And we are so happy to be back on the mothership, FM Talk 106.5. Lots of local voices, local stuff, and local shows that you love. You can find the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour on Facebook. Oh, and we've also started posting a Friday night podcast preview party. Friday evenings at 7 o'clock, and you can hear quite a bit of the show before it goes on the air on Saturday. So there you go. Lots of ways to have fun with us. And over on the other side of the desk, in the only other comfortable chair in the room...
So cushy on my tushy.
Because that's how we keep other people out of here. One of my best friends and my creative partner, vocalist extraordinaire.
The man of a half dozen voices, minus three.
Mr. John Bell.
How you doing?
How are you doing?
Doing okay. How are you doing, eh?
Did you tell me you guys are coming down for the Dauphin Island Parade?
Gonna try to.
Well, if you're stopping by here, you got to let me know so I can have Hop Sing get a big pot of gumbo ready for you.
What, you're not personally throwing the critters in the cauldron?
Oh, you don't want me cooking it.
All right, so you think Hop Sing can handle this?
First thing, I gotta find a Hop Sing.
I can see that as a priority.
And if we have any youngins listening, Hop Sing was the cook on the show Bonanza.
Not bananas, Bonanza with a Z. Google it.
A fine, fine TV Western series with Michael Landon before he was on Little House on the Prairie. Which was before Touched by an Angel.
Michael was a busy guy.
He had a show in every decade.
Except for the last 3.5 decades.
Man, I'm old.
Speak for yourself, Granny.
Okay, let's get off that subject.
And you kids get off my lawn!
So, John, we had a lot of feedback on our proposed post-Mardi Gras coverage.
You're gonna have to jumpstart my memory there, Twitch.
That thing we put together, because all of the actual media is covering parades and doing the actual Mardi Gras coverage.
Oh, yeah, right. All the dull stuff.
So we thought we might snag the post coverage, because nobody's doing that. Maybe they'd give us a chance. I don't know. Might be a liability for the city.
Or to our careers.
I got you covered.
Welcome, everybody, to the big Mardi Gras cleanup parade.
Don't look now, Steve, but here comes the Hushpuckany marching band.
You'll notice they're all wearing cleats so that paper, streamers, squashed moon pies, and other debris sticks to the bottom of their feet.
And look at that choreography. They take 10 steps forward, then hop on the left foot while pulling debris from the right foot. Then they repeat the entire pattern on the opposite side.
And the trombones are doing double duty, reaching the slides up into the trees to snag the beads hanging there.
These guys are the kings of sanitary choreography.
Indeed they are, Tiffany.
And here comes our first float.
And it really is floating. Floating on high-pressure water that's being used to wash off the pavement.
Following the float is a convertible carrying this year's Queen of Cleanup, Queen Palucia, and the big band sounds of the Decontaminators.
After the Fat Tuesday Bash, downtown's covered in trash. So clean up, 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 clean up. Now those bottles, glass, and cans, let's pick them up, let's use our hands. And clean up, 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 clean up now.
People are throwing stale candy, broken toys, and even, ooh, more smooshed moon pies from the sidewalk.
They're really filling up that convertible.
Ew! Oh, there goes one more disposable diaper. I think that one had a funnel cake in it. Or at least something that started out as a funnel cake.
That's quite a collection of trash.
Speaking of trash, doesn't Queen Palutia look darling in that leather thong and hot pink tube top?
She's checking out the stale candy as it comes into the car and placing the one she considers to be edible into her tube top.
And wow, here comes the horse patrol.
Really? I don't see any horses.
No horses, just the guys and gals who clean up what the horses leave behind.
Oh, of course, the shovel brigade.
The super duper pooper scoopers.
With one fluid motion, they scoop up the poop and throw it into the wheeled trash barrels.
And with one poopy motion, they scoop up the liquid and...
Oh, what an unfortunate time for a stiff breeze to blow through.
Unfortunate for the horse patrol.
But a real crowd pleaser.
And I think the end of the parade is getting near. As you may know, our city has a constant problem with people putting trash in the gutters, which causes huge problems when it comes to stormwater drainage and proper runoff. Thus, the need for Gary the Gutter Guardian.
And here comes Gary the Gutter Guardian now. Look at his antics.
Gary's job each year is to keep parade clutter from being thrown into the gutter.
Just listen to the Guardian of the Gutter mutter.
Each time you chunk your clutter in the gutter, all our stormwater starts to stutter. Hey!
Oh, my. It looks like Gary is giving yet another citizen a lesson on gutter etiquette.
Well, when it comes to Mardi Gras, it ain't no bash till we've cleaned up the trash. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Is anybody going to eat all these smushed moon pies?
I don't think so.
I will.
But they've been stepped on by...
They're perfectly fine.
...horses and stuff.
Well, the wrapper is still intact.
Well, yeah, but...
Sprinkle them over some ice cream.
Ew!
So good.
What do you mean we're still on the... Rocks me.
We hope everyone is having a fantastic weekend. Maybe not fantastic. Maybe it's just an okay weekend. And that's okay, too. As long as you let us tag along with you. And I'm not making a Girl Scout cookie reference, because I want some Girl Scout cookies. Tag-alongs. They're delicious. I'm really just saying, let us tag along with you during your weekend activities. And maybe next week, you'll listen some Loa. Okay, so I've got Girl Scout cookies on the brain. It's just the time of year. Can't help it. I start thinking about Thin Mints, putting them in the freezer. So many boxes that there's hardly room for anything else. And then I get all stressed out until I actually get my mints on some. And then I have to make sure I hide them so nobody else can touch them. I guess I need to find a way to calm down.
When the stresses of the day get you down, settle down into a nice hot bath. Open a bottle of champagne. Take a sip. Isn't it wonderful the way the tiny bubbles tickle your nose? Now, pour it over your head. The tiny bubbles tickle your hair, then turn into a rich, luxurious lather.
Oh.
This is no ordinary champagne.
No.
It's Shampoo-pain.
Yay!
The delicious beverage that relaxes your body while cleansing and deep conditioning your hair. Why settle for ordinary shampoo?
I don't know.
It tastes terrible. Instead, for those special moments, enjoy Shampoo-pain. Especially for those times in the big tub or shower when you're not alone.
Ooh la la.
Toast each other. Douse each other. Give each other's scalp a vigorous cleansing rub.
Woo!
Rinse and repeat.
Woo!
Your hair will have an intoxicating shine. Pick up some Shampoo Pain.
It's so luxurious.
Available wherever finer vintage champagnes are sold. Also at select truck stops and weigh stations.
It's your mother. Is there some reason you haven't accepted my friend request on Facebook? I sent you that request weeks ago and I haven't heard back. Are you hiding something from me? Are you still mad about what I said at Thanksgiving? Are you trying to keep me off the show? I know you leave me out of things because you say I aggravate you and I call too much.
Mama's on Facebook, Facebook, Facebook. Mama's on Facebook, Facebook, Facebook. Mama's on Facebook, Facebook, Facebook. Mama's on Facebook, Facebook, Facebook.
Mom? Yeah, listen, I know you're busy, but I need to ask you something important.
Okay.
Why haven't you liked any of the pictures I've put up on Facebook?
I haven't had time to look at all the pictures.
You girls are the ones who were bugging me to get that Facebook thing done, and now I'm doing it, and nobody's liking anything I'm putting up. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot.
I'm glad you put the Facebook page.
Well, what the hell?
Just stop cursing. I'm on the air. And what pictures are you talking about?
Well, I put up a bunch last week.
Which ones were those?
Well, let's see. I put up all of our pictures from the last DFB.
And tell everyone what the DFB stands for.
The Dreaded Family Barbecue.
Okay, and you put those up.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I've got all of those up there.
All?
Yeah, all of them. Why? Are you in charge of my page?
They have to go through me first.
Is that why they're not up?
Nobody wants to see that stuff.
And none of those pictures of you sitting on the toilet when you were two? You were so cute in your little rosy drawers.
No, I don't even want to talk about this.
I think a lot of people would love to see all that stuff.
I really don't think anyone would.
You know what you are, Jolene? You're just a big stick in the mud.
Just because I don't want embarrassing childhood pictures out on the internet, nobody wants that.
You need to chill out just a little bit. Have a little bit more fun.
I have a lot of fun. Are you blowing your nose on the air? Good grief.
All right, look, I'm going to send you all these pictures. Will you post them for me?
I will post the ones that aren't embarrassing.
And you need to like that picture of my friend Shirley.
What picture?
The one of her out in her front yard pulling weeds.
Oh, you can see her underwear.
That's what was cute about it. That's why she posted it.
She posted it because she can't see very well, so she couldn't see what else was hanging out, okay?
Well, if you don't like it soon, she's going to get mad. Then she'll tell everybody at 8 o'clock mass. Everybody will be talking about how antisocial you are.
Not antisocial.
All you got to do is click the little thumbs up, Jolene. What's the big deal?
She needs to pay closer attention to the stuff she's putting
up. Okay,
I'll
talk to you soon. Okay. Love you, baby.
I love you, too. I'll call you when I get off the air. When we come back, we have proof as to why Belle Cadeau and her husband are not allowed on the morning show.
Roxbury.
This is Ginger Pointer, attorney at law, with some tips to help you keep the good times rolling while keeping yourself and others safe. Each year, more than 2 million people celebrate carnival season in Mobile. It's important that children are watched closely and never left unattended. Should your child get separated from you or the group, be sure they know your full name as well as their own, their phone number, and address. Children should also be advised not to climb on, over, or under barricades, as this poses multiple hazards for them and others. Keep little ones close by. Children are small, quick, and can easily get lost in a crowd. Remember, when the good times roll, it's always a good idea to plan and prepare. This is Ginger Pointer, attorney at law. Make sure safety is a top priority to help keep your Mardi Gras stress-free and enjoyable.
Hey, this is Lorraine Becker. You better call everybody on your contact list because something funny is fixing to come on the radio on the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
Okay, Lorraine, that's a wrap.
Wait, is it really funny? Because some of the stuff on her show is not all that funny, I don't think.
Hey, 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 hey. Welcome back, everybody. Here we are once again, another weekend. Woohoo!
Hey, hey, hey yourself, Jim Weaver. Glad you could join us today.
Shall we start the show?
Honey, we started the show 15 minutes ago. What are you looking at me like that for? We did. You may notice we're in the broadcasting room, not the production room. You know, those two rooms used to be the same thing. We have luxuries now. We're in the broadcasting studio.
Were we just here?
Yeah, last week. The show...
Didn't we just leave?
No, we never really leave.
When did we come back? Did I sleep here?
You did. Are you still asleep? I think you are.
This has been a busy week, Jolene.
That's right. We've been working a lot since we've been back.
I'm telling you. Is it just me, or has anybody noticed just exactly how busy we have been lately?
Since we brought the show back, people are so excited. We've been making lots of commercials for folks.
Cutting spots, ripping music, just putting it all together.
Yeah, and you've been doing a lot of cutting and ripping, but it's not commercials.
Woo!
Yeah, close quarters. Meant to talk to you about that.
Man, it's been crazy.
How's baby Sarah?
Oh, the grandbaby's doing fantastic. Little Sarah is just growing so fast, over 9 months old now.
She's so cute.
And scooting all over the place. She's right there teetering on the edge of standing up, you know? So, I mean, just absolutely adorable. This first-time grandfather, it couldn't be more proud.
I love the scoot stage. Can't wait for her to come visit.
The show?
We can put her on.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know, one thing we have to do, we have to impress upon Belle Cadeau that she needs to stay away from FM talk during the morning show. Those guys work really hard. They get up really early, and they don't need anybody in their face that early. She showed up there at 6 the other morning. I got to talk to her. I mean, she did have a reason to stop by. She was talking about her Mardi Gras gown. And, you know, they record everything in there.
It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Erwig.
Hi, Dan. It's Reinhold and Belle Cadeau.
Well, I think he's on the radio right now, isn't he?
I know, Reinhold. That's why I'm tapping on the glass lightly. That's what you do when they're on the air.
Oh, I love that radio talk.
Daniel, I'm speaking to you. Would you come around and unlock the door, please? Let Dalton talk for a while.
I've got morning show prep to do.
Don't even try it, Dan. Anyone who listens to y'all's show knows you don't prepare.
Don't insult the star, sweetie boo.
Oh, I'm only kidding. We thought we'd stop by to say hello, love you guys, and give an update on my search for a Mardi Gras ball gown. I have to look fabulous.
You know, unlike she normally looks.
Well, how's it going?
It's difficult because my best friend Mary Collagen tires very easily. And when she gets tired, she always suffers some sort of lip deflation. She gets very embarrassed. It is so important to find the perfect dress. And sometimes I do get Reinhold to come along to hold my purse and my bags and to drive.
And to whip out my credit card quite often.
So we usually go shopping with our girlfriends, but when it comes to how we look in our ball gowns, women are competitive. We do want to look better than everyone else. So you really shouldn't shop with a girlfriend.
Yeah.
I'm just learning here.
Especially when the two of you will be attending the same event. But thankfully, Mary Collagen is my lifelong best friend, and she will be coming with me. I totally trust her to tell me how I look. But, you know, she's the exception to the rule. Generally, women do not want to be outdone at the Mardi Gras ball, even by their own best friend. So the best idea is to shop alone. But if you find yourself entrapped on a ball gown shopping trip with one or, heaven forbid, two or more other women, whether they're family, girlfriends, it doesn't matter. Just follow these simple guidelines. For example, the simple question, does this gown make my butt look big? It's a sticky wicket. Keep in mind, asking your girlfriends can be a mistake. Because of the competition, sometimes your bestie will not tell you if your backside looks like the renovation of a stucco home in Midtown. We're supposed to save the does my butt look big questions for our significant others. Men love it when you ask that question.
Makes our day.
When she asks me that, I jump out a window.
Another tip. Do not spend money on a dress that is way too small for you with the intention of losing a few pounds before the ball. We know that's not going to happen, and there's nothing worse than zipping up a dress that is way too small up around, well, up here.
The party balloons.
Because if you do that and you smoosh everything, you go out with back cleavage. The ladies know what I'm talking about. We will literally cover back cleavage on another day.
And keep it covered.
Talk to you soon, lovey Dan.
I'll see you later.
Well, hey, this is Earl T reminding you that, I can't remember what it is that I'm reminding you of. It has something to do with the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour, man.
Welcome, everyone. This is Belle Cadeau, welcoming you to none other than Belle's Kitchen. As always, at the controls in the kitchen, the inimitable and delicious Alec Naiman.
Good to be here.
Hey, Alec.
Hey, Jolene.
All right, let's get started, Alec.
All right, now everybody likes some kind of stuffing. I like this one particularly because it's a wild rice and mushroom stuff.
Hey, Belle, did he say wow rice?
No, he said wild rice. We've been through this before.
Well, it sounded like he said wow rice, man.
We've been through this before. Would you please be quiet?
It's his accent, you know. Sometimes I have trouble understanding him.
Sometimes you get cornbread stuffing, you get whatever, but this is a really good one, okay? Here's the ingredients you need to have, all right? You need some basic chicken stock, or you can get the low-sodium chicken stock, okay? You get your box of wild rice, and you get you some butter. You get you some shiitake mushrooms, or whatever kind of mushrooms you really like.
Oh, I don't give a shiitake what kind of mushroom we use, dude.
Earl, you know, you're really going to get hurt.
I love them all, man.
Yeah, I know Earl likes mushrooms, but you know what? We ain't boiling these mushrooms down, all right? These are going to get sautéed. Then you get your red bell pepper, and you get your celery, a little salt stalk of celery. And then I like shallots, so I get me some shallots, and I finally chop them up like I do the celery. And when I do the bell peppers, I actually cut them into little strips, little julienne strips.
I went to school with Julianne.
Earl?
She broke my heart.
Would you please get him out of here?
And then all you need for spices is salt and pepper. And, you know, and then I get me a dry red wine, you know, and you know, this wine stuff, it's always good. Miss Bell's always excited when I bring a bottle of wine to the kitchen. But anyway, I get me some of that chopped fresh spinach. I get me a bag of spinach or whatever you like, okay? So in a small saucepan, I combine the chicken stock in the water, and I bring it to a boil. Once it comes to a boil, I add the wild rice, and I stir it just a little bit. Then I reduce the heat, and I simmer, and I cover it with the lid, and I let it cook at a low temperature for about 45 or 50 minutes. You go, wow, that's a long time to cook. Wild rice takes a little longer to cook when you're boiling it than white rice. The wild part of that rice, it's not parboiled like when you buy some of this rice off the shelf and it takes you 5 or 10 minutes to boil rice. This is, you know, you're basically going to cook this rice for 45 or 50 minutes. So anyhow, then I preheat the oven at 325 degrees, okay, while this is boiling down. Get my oven ready. Always important to get your oven ready. Then I get me out one of those little 2-quart casserole dishes, you know, the regular little Pyrex dish that you'd bake a casserole in. And I spray it with some nonstick spray. And in the meantime, I get me another skillet, nonstick skillet, and I get it a little warm over medium heat, and I melt some butter in it. Then I saute the mushrooms, and we're going to saute them down in some butter with the slivered red bell peppers and some chopped celery and some chopped shallots, some fresh thyme, and a little salt and pepper. And I'm going to cook them down about 5, 6, 7 minutes until those vegetables are nice and soft. Then I'm going to stir in the red wine. Like, once again, I only use like 1/4 cup. Once I've got those vegetables done and the wine has reduced, I reduce the heat down and I simmer until the liquid kind of evaporates. It takes 2 or 3 minutes. Then I take it off the heat completely. And then I stir in the fresh spinach and I put in the rice that I just boiled. And then I bake it for about 20 or 30 minutes because it's already kind of still hot. So you don't have to bake it for 50 minutes like you took it out of the refrigerator. So about 20 or 30 minutes. And when it's all said and done, you have this wonderful flavor of a wild rice and mushroom stuffing to go with your ham, your turkey, or your prime rib. What do you think about that?
Love it.
Prime rib. I like that.
I love prime rib.
I hope you enjoy.
We will see you next week, Alec. I'm Belle Cadeau. Thank you so much for joining us here in Belle's Kitchen. I guess you've already noticed that Belle doesn't do very much in Belle's Kitchen. But that's okay. I know people. Be sure to stop by and visit Alec at Neiman's International Fine Foods, just inside the brand new Piggly Wiggly at Airport and University. There's always something delicious on the cook. Stop by and pick up dinner for the family today. Ta-ta, dolls.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
Hey, you guys, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
Genuine, sensitive, and overflowing with empathy. She understands. She's got your romantic dedication. It's time for Love Light with Vernell.
Greetings, everyone. If you have a love story, we want to hear it. We have a caller on the line ready to share her heartbreak with us. But first, a word from Frank's Feminine Truck Wash.
Hi, this is Frank Hawthorne for Frank's Feminine Truck Wash. If your truck still smells like her...
Is that Estee Lauder youth dew? Stinks.
And you don't want it to smell like her.
Wait a minute. That's Love's Baby Soft.
Wash it down and hose that thing out with Frank's Feminine Truck Wash. Frank's patented Neutralizer X washes away every last embarrassing skank molecule, so you can ride your new gal around town with utmost confidence.
That's what I'm talking about. Love that new truck smell.
Don't let her know what you settled on before she showed up.
What's all this garbage in your car for? I didn't even know Massengill made no pest strip.
Frank's Feminine Truck Wash. Available in Island Breeze and New Leather. Also, use Frank's Super Sucker Vacuum to clean out those telltale gum wrappers, dropped makeup bottles, and forgotten panties.
Whose is these? Frank, whose drawers is these in your truck box?
Frank's Feminine Truck Wash. We get you from X to next.
Get me some Marlboro Lights and a pack of teeth whitening gum. Oh, man, I just spilled all my sunflower seeds.
Wash it down and hose that thing out with Frank's Feminine Truck Wash.
Thanks, and welcome back to Loveline with Vernell.
Vernell, this fella I've been dating, he just doesn't have any time for me anymore. And,
oh, Barbara.
He's a big guy. You know, he's a husky.
You're dating a dog, Barbara?
No, I mean, he's a big fella.
Oh.
And he loves food.
Mm-hmm.
A little too much. He would rather go by himself to the buffet than spend the evening with me.
Oh.
And, he's really selfish.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and like if he's sitting on the couch and has a canister of poppycock,
Barbara.
You know, the caramel with the nuts and the popcorn. He won't share it with me. And I thought he was gonna hit me the other night when I went after one of his chips away. Oh, it was horrifying. I just wondered if you would please play that song for me about the girl who broke up with her boyfriend because he was cheating on her with a roast beef sandwich. Oh.
Got more of that pie.
Right now, he's probably rolling out on the handicap ramp cause the stairs a little risky. Right now, he's probably gonna stop for a dozen glazed hot, likes his cream a little crispy.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, he's probably driving through for a supersized goo apple pie with his combo.
Making a triple.
Cause he don't know.
Quadruple.
That I rubbed my rear end several times on that shaker full of salt and pours on his fries. Wipe two boogers on his double cheese. I put chocolate X-Lax in his cookie dough, then broke his zipper so he can't go. Maybe next time he'll think before he eats. You gonna finish that sandwich?
Don't even look at my sandwich, woman.
Right now, he's probably in the kitchen with a big piece of cheesecake drenched in tapioca. Right now, he's probably saying, I'm full, needs an Alka-Seltzer or a bucket full of Pepto. Right now, he's probably hanging on for his dear life to that bathroom commode. Oh, he don't know that I rub my rear end several times on that shaker full of salty pours on his fries. Wiped my boogers on his double cheese. I put chocolate X-Lax in his cookie dough.
Hey.
Then broke his zipper so he can't go.
What's wrong with the zipper?
Maybe next time.
I gotta go, man.
Before
we got a pair of pliers. Jaws alive. Yeah.
Won't even share a bag of cookies with his best girl. So the next time that he eats.
Okay, now. I think I'm up. No, here we go again.
Did I rub my rear end several times on that shaker full of salty pours on his fries?
Oh,
wipe two boogers on his double cheese. I put chocolate X-Lax in his cookie dough.
Hey,
broke his zipper so he can't go.
Whoa.
Maybe next time he'll think before he eats. Oh, maybe next time he'll think. He is.
meats.
As if meat were broke up.
Yeah.
Because I can still make the dinner buffet.
Each year, more than 2 million people celebrate carnival season in Mobile. This is Ginger Pointer, attorney at law, with some tips to help you keep the good times rolling while keeping yourself and others safe. While traveling to and from a parade, be vigilant of pedestrians while driving through streets. If you decide to find your own parking area, first make certain you're authorized to park there, then remove any valuables or personal items before leaving your vehicle. Before setting out for the evening, get together and determine a designated meeting place should your group get separated. Wandering around looking for your car is not fun. Before setting out on foot for your favorite spot on the parade route, try dropping a pin or snapping a quick picture of street signs or landmarks to help you remember where you park. Remember, when the good times roll, it's always a good idea to plan and prepare. This is Ginger Pointer, attorney at law. Keep your Mardi Gras stress-free and enjoyable.
Hello, and welcome to another educational installment of Communicating in the South. Our first word is all, spelled A-L-L. A petroleum-based lubricant for your vehicle, as in fill up da all and check da gas in ma pickup. Another common verbal anomaly in the southern speak, you will find the letter A is placed at the beginning of a number of words, as in the word agona. I'm agona get you if in you don't quit bothering my dog. The letter A indicates a future tense. However, the letter A prefix can also indicate a present tense, as in Grandma are gonna quit smoking because them cigarettes is a costing her too much money. You will note this is a compound sentence featuring the prefix A as indicating both future and present tense. And finally, the word airy, spelled A-I-R-Y. In any other part of the English-speaking world, the word airy can be defined as breezy, drafty, or well ventilated. However, in Southern speak, airy is a pronoun meaning any, but only singular. As in the sentence, you got airy a coon dog. Or, I ain't marrying up with him cause he got airy a job or money. Airy is the antonym of nary, as in, I ain't marrying no one with nary a tooth in his head. When the A prefix is added to a present tense verb, it is thought to increase the intensity of the word, as in, Abe's a working hard in the backy shop today. Or, didn't you hear your mother a talking to you, you little... That concludes this week's installment of Communicating in the South. I'm Regina Wainwright. Join me next time, won't you?
You're listening to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thank you so much for allowing us to hang out with you. And we are happy to be along for the ride, whatever you happen to be doing. Maybe you're staying close to the nest, having a Netflix weekend, binge-watching a few of your favorite shows, or perhaps it's movie night. Got the popcorn going. Sometimes even watching a movie can be a little bit annoying, depending on which streaming service you're using.
We'll be back to the action after this brief, succinct, and unobtrusive commercial announcement. We at Amazon Prime hope you're enjoying our fine lineup of excellent programming. Yes, we are now interrupting our programs with commercial announcements. These will be brief, succinct, and as unobtrusive as possible, like this commercial. But we also offer commercial-free programming, like we used to give you before we started adding brief, succinct, and unobtrusive commercials, like this one. For an extra $2.99 a month, you can return to commercial-free programming like you thought you were paying for before. What a small price to pay to do away with even the most brief, succinct, and unobtrusive commercial announcements, like this one. Amazon Prime, almost commercial-free programming. We now return to your show.
Hi, Jolene.
Hey,
it's Billy.
It's Billy Davis. Hey, how you doing? Good to hear from you.
Look, I wanted to see if Christopher and I could come up there this week and see y'all.
Well, we've got a lot going on up here. What you got in mind?
Well, do y'all still have those big camellia bushes you mentioned before?
Uh-huh.
I remember you saying you didn't want all of them. I'd like to come dig a few of them up, bring them back to the house, you know. No sense in, you know, I'm going to waste. But
yeah, I do have them, but I can't help you.
Oh, no, it'll be fine. I got plenty of help.
Uh-huh. Who you got?
Be Christopher and me and...
Uh-huh.
Christopher.
Oh, I see.
Anyway, we no problem getting help. But
okay.
I even got all my own tools. I mean, I got like the shovel deals. And I might need a couple more of them, but I've got like a shovel. A
couple more.
And then I got one of the wheelbarrow thingies.
Uh-huh.
You know, and then come to think of it, I got some trimmers too. I'll bring those. Those would be handy. Wait a minute.
You got trimmers?
No, the trimmers. That's right. I threw the trimmers out with the old freezer we had in the garage last time we did the garage clean out.
Okay, so you need trimmers.
And then I'm going to bring a rake for sure because I want to clean up our mess before we leave. I wouldn't want to leave it a mess when you've been so nice to give us.
You have to clean up.
You know, the camellias.
Yeah, you have to clean your mess. No doubt.
Real quick, I hate to ask this, but you know, I know Christopher's going to be hungry doing all that work, and I'm going to be, oh, God, you know, get winded just thinking about it. But it's going to be a lot of work,
and
I just was wondering if it wouldn't be too much to ask if you could maybe whoop us up a little lunch.
You
know.
And whoop up in a drive-thru and bring something up here.
I'm gluten-free now. It's going to need to be gluten-free.
I don't even know what that is, really.
I was thinking maybe like a quiche.
Y'all
could do one of them cootery boards.
You're out of
like
it.
That. I mean,
you're
I
out of your mind. No, I'm not doing
that. There's no trouble if you can.
Well, I can't.
Knowing we're going to be hungry, you know. It's a lot of work. Anyway, let me know, okay, would you, Jolene? And thank you so much, and we'll see you soon.
Billy.
It's the Jolene Roxbury Show.
Roxbury.
I'm Jolene Roxbury. Welcome back to the show. Oh, Jim, we have a phone call. Put her through.
Hi, Jolene. It's Adeline.
Are you in town?
It got so cold and miserable at my house here lately, we decided to just get the hell out of Dodge and soak up some sun. We are in Los Angeles.
Los Angeles?
Well, Malibu Beach, actually.
Okay.
That's in Los Angeles County.
Right,
right. We just decided to get away for a while and see if we can warm up our bones a bit.
Mm-hmm. I know what you mean.
I have been shivering, Jolene, and you know, once I get cold like that, I just can't warm back up, you know?
Uh-huh.
You ever had that happen to you?
All the time. Happens all the time.
And honey, I drank a lot of Glenfiddich over the last month.
Glenfiddich?
My daddy always used to do that to keep warm when he was out duck hunting.
Yeah.
So we bought a case of that.
A case? It's a lot.
It didn't help none anyway, so... We just decided that there really wasn't anything stopping us from checking out of the redneck North Pole for a while. Jeb's mother actually has a condo out here, and my girlfriends are staying at a resort down the beach, so we've been having a lot of fun.
So how did you decide on Malibu?
We looked at the weather map and saw that it was in the upper 60s pretty much every day. So we decided to make the trip out here.
It sounds great. It's kind of a long trip, though.
It wasn't that bad. I mean, we stopped along the way a good bit, so it was fine.
Okay, so where exactly are you?
We are at the Malibu Beach RV Park.
They have RV parks in Malibu?
Yep, sure do. This park is right on the Pacific Coast Highway, and it is gorgeous.
Really?
It has some permanent residents. They got some cottages here.
Mm-hmm.
But they cater more to visitors.
Yeah.
And you know how I like to be catered on. Listen here at these amenities.
Okay.
They have a self-service washer and a dryer.
Just one?
Well, actually, they got more than one. Good. They have like several.
Good.
They have a arcade room.
Uh-huh.
Which I went in there, but I did not see, you know, Ms. Pac-Man. And that's the only thing I know how to play. That and Frogger.
Yeah, they probably don't have those. Anymore.
They have a game room with table tennis, that's ping pong.
Right.
And billiard tables.
Okay.
They have a convenience store with food, beverages, wine and beer, and ice. And that's really my top three.
Exactly. We know.
And in case you lose one, they do carry RV parts.
In case one falls
off.
They
have bathrooms with heated showers.
Okay.
I wonder if they got heated toilet seat. Did I tell you Jeb got me a heated toilet seat for my birthday on the air for the Airstream? I love that thing.
Okay.
I bet you they have family co-ed showers in California.
Are you hoping for one?
Me and Jeb hadn't had any grown-up time whatsoever.
Ooh.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, unfortunately, I do. I know.
Jolene, you ever read that book, Pawpaw Does Mamaw?
No, move on. Would you please? Let me get that picture out of my
mind. All right, well, they got a place for recycling because, you know, they're real green out here.
Right.
They have propane service.
Ooh.
And they have a TV room.
Okay.
Which I'm not going to be going in there because I cannot watch TV with nobody.
I know.
And they have limited Wi-Fi access.
Hmm.
So I guess I'm fixing to find out what the limit is.
Okay.
They have a outdoor lanai, picnic tables, charcoal grills.
Okay, we get it. We get it.
Well, there's all kinds of stuff to do.
Okay.
We can watch the dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about the football players. I mean, the like real dolphins, like Flipper.
Okay, I know that.
And then we can swim in the ocean if we want to, but
ooh.
I will not be doing that because of my fear of things I cannot see biting at my feet.
I don't like that either. I don't blame
you. Body surfing, okay. Beach combing, fishing, hiking. I ain't doing any of that. A children's play area. Oh. I'll be staying way the hell away from that. And a dog walk area, which is nice because Cutlass, our Welsh Corgi, loves to walk. I gotta run, darling.
Okay.
This cute guy down the beach does his workout right about this time, and I need to mix me up a thermos of martinis before I head down there.
There we go. That sounds more like you.
All right. You do
okay.
A good show, darling. And oh, hell, I got a call coming in on the other line. I gotta go, Jolene. I'll talk to you. Hello?
Hey, Adeline, it's me. Listen, my mama's coming over for dinner, and I thought...
What do you mean your mother's coming over for dinner?
You heard what I said. She's
coming... Jim, I just got in from the beach. The girls and I have been gone all day.
Yeah, I'll take a nice casserole, maybe.
Jim, you must be out of your mind. That mini kitchen is hot, and it's too small. No way I'm going in there to throw a meal together.
Now, listen, you get your tippling little tookus into that kitchen and cook up something for Mama.
Honey, I ain't no shape to cook right
now. We'll be there at 7.
Oh, whatever.
Well, I've had several beers. Now I'm too lit to boil up the rice. I mixed the cornbread with Red Bull and threw in a stale pizza slice. It looked good to me. Instead of everyday seasoning, I just poured in some of his old spice.
Hey, honey, I'm hungry. What the hell?
Now my husband is pissed at the smoke from my kitchen fire.
What's going on in here?
Well, I guess I was too stoned. Should have stopped drinking hours ago. Then I remembered that last night he called me a hoe.
You know I meant that as a compliment, honey bun.
Our insurance man said he canceled our policy?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Now my husband is pissed at the smoke from my kitchen fire.
I like we're gonna need some help here. Dang it. What's the number for 911? Where's the phone?
The broccoli, potatoes, the salad. Ain't happening today.
Now calm down, Mama. She's gonna fix something for you.
The dishes are stacked up, sink's backed up. I'm jacked up. I just don't care.
Watch out, the dishes are...
You know what happened?
Your own dog done bit you.
Because I used his chew toy for a centerpiece.
Is it all right to eat cream puffs that have been on the ground?
You can beat the dogs.
Just dust them off a little bit. They'll be all right.
Your husband is pissed at the smoke from your kitchen.
Your
wife is pissed at the smoke from your kitchen.
Yeah, my husband is pissed at the smoke from my kitchen fire.
How can I make it up to you? Get you a bear.
On behalf of all the Roxbury players, thanks for tuning in. It's so much more fun when you're here. Remember to look for the show on Facebook and follow us. Check in with us on Facebook for our Friday night preview party, where you can hear a big chunk of the show before it airs on Saturday afternoons. And be sure to download the FM Talk 106.5 app. You can listen there too. See you soon.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour contains copyrighted material and cannot be duplicated or rebroadcast in whole or in part without the express written consent of McAdoo Productions. We love you, America! Join us next time for more madcap adventures on the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. I'm Mr. Announcer.